Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
Hey, this is Rachel.
Hey, Diva.
What's going on?
Hey, it's Hump Day. And
it's your birthday.
Oh. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All works and everything for me. I fix that.
Yes. Forever 21.
And
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear T. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Diva. Oh, it's about to go down tonight, okay?
Yes.
And you know what? Because it was so good last week, we're going to do a repeat, Diva. How about that?
That's what
up. Wow. Oh, my gosh, what's up?
And you remember what it was, right?
I briefly...
I'm going to tell you again, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
How do you get over someone you're in love with?
Oh, yes. We got really deep toward the end of last week's show.
Yes. I mean, it got real, real deep, you know, and I just want to give everybody a chance to say what they want to say.
Yeah.
And honestly, we're going to open up the phone lines right now.
That's
and the
right.
number to call is 646-238-3838. Press the 1 to get on the air with Rachel and myself. Or just sit back and listen on your PC. Because we going in tonight.
Yes.
We celebrating everything.
Yes.
So. Again, thanks, Diva. That was sung beautifully. I can't even complain on that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the bow.
Yes, but you know, back to that Chicky and Kia,
mm-hmm.
Mike, a lot of them was making, I mean, it was some great points last week.
We want to
carry that on, you know, because that is a serious topic.
Yes, definitely. We had some deep conversations the whole 2 hours last week, but later on in the show we got really, really deep, and then we ran out of time. Wow, we have our first caller.
All right.
SC, are you there?
Yeah, how's everybody doing?
Hey, SC, how are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm real, real busy right now. I'm glad you reminded me of the show, but I wanted to call in and wish our host, I call her Tam, y'all call her TC. I wanted to wish her a very special happy birthday today.
Thank you.
She's doing the show on her birthday, so I figured this is going to be a good birthday, a good show, or maybe a good birthday and a good show today.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much, SC.
That's what's up.
Do you have time to chime in on the topic or no?
I have a little bit of time. I briefly heard them say, how do you get over somebody that you love? And I think I'm going to listen for a little bit before I start slapping my big mouth on the topic, you know.
Right. Yeah, because like I said last week, we had some great pointers, you know, of saying how you get over somebody that you're in love with, you know.
Yes.
And one guy said that sometimes you can't, you know, you may see that person 10 years, and 10 years later down the road, and it brings on some memories like, wow, I remember when. And those feelings just start going back on, you know. But I think that if I've gotten over them,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't care if I did see them in 10 years. Yeah, I may think about the good times we had, but if I'm happy with somebody else, those feelings are not going to be like, you know, hey, we just broke up last week.
Right. So then you finally get over them. Yeah, once you get over them, then you don't think about that person anymore. It doesn't bother you if you see them. And most times, out of sight, out of mind, they say.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
I mean, the further you away from me, the better off I am.
Yep. That's how I see it, especially if it was somebody who I was really attached to. I've been in that situation where I was, you know, so in love with a person that I had gotten addicted to that person. And I say
this
a lot of times. I say it a lot of times to people, relationship addiction. I was a victim of it, you know?
Right. I've been there, too.
See, you got to claim victory. Claim the victory over it.
But you know, like you said, sometimes it hurts. You lock yourself out from society. You do a lot of crazy things that you say that you wouldn't do, you know?
Exactly. Love to make you do some crazy things.
Diva, I want you and SC to hold the line. Okay. We're going to go to a song and give everybody a chance to press that one.
Okay.
Wow. I want to know before I let go, Maze and Frank and Beverly is the truth. That was amazing. That was Maze and Frankie Beverly before I let go.
Took it back. Took it back.
Yes. Yes. SC, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Had me up in my chair like, what? Let's do this.
Look, hey. Hey,
yes.
I was dancing. I was dancing so hard. Went in my head like I'm walking and back and forth, my ear plug fell out my ear, dropped the call real quick. I had to pick it back up, girl. I was dropping it like it's hot. Dropping it, girl.
I know that's right. That, but you know what? That song would never, ever be old.
No.
Somebody said, don't hurt yourself now.
I was dropping it. You hear me?
Wait a minute. Why they say I was doing the funky chicken?
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, now they trying to make me real, real old. Not the funky chicken. Again, the phone lines are on fire. The number to call is 646-238-38. Make sure you press step one to get on the air with Rachel. And we also have SC on the line with us. Everybody wanting to drop it like it's hot for me tonight. And I love it.
We celebrating T's birthday tonight. It's
yes.
T's birthday. So make
thank
sure
you.
when y'all call in, after you press one, once I introduce you, you say, happy birthday to ya, to T.
Well, that's all right, because it may not be on the day of the show, but you got one coming soon too, Missy.
On the 30th, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Divas in the March Madness. But we'll be keeping posted on that one too. I'm loving the fireworks, the hair claps, the you, all of that good stuff tonight.
Got me amped up tonight up in here.
Hey, whew, okay. Let's get back on this topic.
Okay.
Like
okay.
I said, I mean, you know, like you said, I've been a victim too.
Uh-huh.
And mine was very recent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, hey, it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt. You know, but at the same time, you got to tell yourself, you know what? You got to be bigger and stronger. You know, whereas I shut down to society, I didn't want to talk to nobody.
Wow.
You know, it was, like you said, it was a sickness.
It was, exactly.
And I had let it get the best of me. And I was like, you know what? You got to snap out of this, my child. Because
yeah.
if you don't, I was going to end up in hospital somewhere from a nervous breakdown.
It can truly happen. Trust and believe.
Man, you better leave it alone. You know. So, again, you know, just be aware of, don't let yourself get to that. I mean, well, you can't say don't let yourself get to that point. Because you never
right.
know what could happen.
Right. Your self-esteem could be so low that you're just not even paying attention. Hold
exactly.
on, though. We have a caller. We have a
okay.
caller. Birdman, are you there? Birdman.
Wow.
Dude, what it do, what it do, what it do.
Birdman.
This is my sister. Hey, first off, let me say, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Don't say you can't, because yes, you can. You just got to have that will inside.
Exactly.
You got to always say to yourself, look, it's going to be better. That's just a test.
Yes.
That was a trial experience, and I'm just going to move on, and life ain't going to stop. Because we got this thing that I say to my youngsters that I train. I do sports, strength and conditioning training. You rest when you die. You rest when you die. You ain't dead. You ain't about to die tomorrow unless God says you're going to die. You ain't going to die tomorrow, so you don't rest. You pick up and keep going. You pick up and keep on moving.
I know that's right.
Amen.
And if it's to a point where you feel like you just can't find no satisfaction nowhere, guess what? You got to get out of that same lane that you've been driving in, put the blinker on, get off that off-ramp and find something different. Usually, that different, quote-unquote different, what that could be, is the gym.
Okay.
I ain't never heard nobody that say, you know, not just because I train, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying I ain't never heard nobody that said they ain't found no satisfaction in the gym.
Wow.
Got
a
crazy
degree
of it. And you know, hey, I'm y'all, let me get out of this minute, because I don't want to mess up the show. Y'all know, I'm your little brother now. We family now. All you gotta do is hit me.
Birdman, I want you to let everybody know who you are, what you do, and all of that.
Okay. Let me jump in the truck real quick. Hold on. I'm outside with the kids right now. I'm working on the mix for the show. I'm the Birdman. I'm from California, and what I'm doing right now is working on a mix for my show, but I'm trying to spend that, incorporate the time with the kids at the park. So I have a show based out of California. It's called Real Talk 101 World, Real Talk 101. That's www.spreaker.com/user/Real Talk 101, R-E-A-L-T-A-L-K. 101. My show is just pretty much what you hear these beautiful ladies doing. Just talk for real. We speak and get a bunch of people together and love to just network and love to offer advice, opinions, knowledge, and just talk. You can catch my show on Sunday, California time at 5:00. When we get on there, I play the music just like you're hearing. You can call in. That number to call in is 530-359-TALK, 8255, TALK. And, hey, we get it in. And these are my new sisters right here, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be bringing some knowledge to it. And this week's show is going to be on child support, so I know we got a whole bunch of people that got problems with that. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Y'all either going to love me or hate me when we talk about this child support, but it's all love.
And we want to definitely welcome you.
I've been waiting to talk to y'all all day. I've been listening. I told y'all I was going to call in. But I got before we get to that, I got something I need to do because y'all gave a command on the radio. So let me clear the vocals. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I told you, tonight. Y'all my new family. I keep my word, man. I'll make sure I call and say you happy birthday.
Thank you so much, and like I say, welcome to a part of us, you know, GQ Palace family, because we are one, you know.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
And we thank you for welcoming us to your family also.
Oh, y'all having fun? You like that?
Yes, love it.
Those jokes is crazy. Hey,
well,
the good part of it, what I like the most, and I appreciate the welcome. I like the most that you guys came in and just the fact that y'all know that you can relate with them and the way everything. We talking like we didn't see each other. We had a family reunion in like 10 years ago.
But that's what's up.
That's what
up.
I like about it.
Yeah, you know, and it's good when you can just fall in place, like right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, it doesn't take time to figure this person out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, yes,
a big
happy family, that's what we are.
Yeah, it is. Real Talk 101, baby. I'm so glad y'all into that group. I mean, like I said, we got more people that's in line with where we are in our same lane, man. Y'all could add them. Just keep all I do. I'll go in there and push and prove. I don't even ask. Usually I ask, like, okay, who is this person?
Exactly. And speaking of knowing how you talk, Kia is on the line. She knows how you talk. Kia, are you there?
Yes,
happy birthday, Big Sis.
Thank you, Little Sis.
Happy birthday to you. I know you're celebrating.
Yeah, well, no, I'm waiting till after the show.
No,
I'm celebrating
on
birthday now.
You know what? I am celebrating with my family.
I have to say, I know you are.
Yeah.
Hey, I couldn't have been in a better place than today.
Yeah. Yep.
Than here with my family, you know, because I got to have love for all of you.
And I'm glad you're in that better place. What up, Tia?
What's going on, Birdman?
What's happening, my Aquarius sister?
Nothing.
It's your fine self.
Nothing.
California in the house, though.
We were just welcoming Birdman to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, and we were talking a bit about our topic, which is a repeat from last week. Do you remember the topic from last week, Kia? I know we were talking about something about relationships. Something about, what were we talking about?
How do you get over someone you're in love with?
And you're in love with. Mm-hmm. And we had gotten really deep toward the end. So we decided to, you know, redo the topic this week, talk a little more about it. Right.
Right on.
So
it's a continuation of what y'all was talking about last week?
We don't normally do this, but it was so deep. It was so deep. And, you know, Kia's phone died, so we decided to do it again.
Okay. Wasn't it more, and then wasn't it more so about, like, the aftermath of the relationship?
It's more sort of as it's going on, like you're trying to get over somebody. Am I correct?
That's what you said, Kia. When you hit me, you said when you're getting over somebody. Okay, that's the part I want to hear.
I'm just saying,
about.
if you break what I'm saying in my situation, it's like, you know, because, you know, it's a little different because, you know, you're dating, you're trying to get over this guy, and you know, he's trying to come back in your life, and you're trying not to deal with him. And you enjoying dating, it's like your mind is just like, fuck. And you can't talk to no guys because these guys these days, they got jokes. They got jokes, whatever. But you know, well, maybe because you come over too arrogant. How can they be arrogant? How do you understand that? You know, it's a little tough. It's a little, you know, you talking to guys, it's like they always got jokes. You know, I got, they got jokes.
What do you mean in reference to jokes, though? What do you mean by that?
I mean, they either going to call you a bit, or you weak, you know. It's a joke, some guys. You can't ask a guy a serious question no more unless, you know, they're going to be. But these guys last week feel like they were, you know, have serious responses. And just tell me, kid, you know you're wrong. Sometimes you could be a little bit different. But just tell me. Stop just trying to be like making it seem like I'm the bad guy. It's all about, I'm the one wrong in this. I'm not wrong in this. Because I have a different
in reference to a situation, like if y'all disagree on like a certain pressure that you may have and a man may have.
Right, like they say, like if my ex, I'd have been with him for like almost a year now, he wouldn't get back in the picture. Like, no, I mean, you know, I'm at odds with this. No, I like dating.
Okay,
I'm enjoying dating.
What is the ex saying though, T? What she said the ex is saying?
I tell you the truth, I haven't listened to the ex. I get like, what? I'll leave voice messages, text messages out, see, and I'll just be like, I don't pay no attention. I haven't paid no attention to it. I guess now he's like, you know, popping up.
So how do you think that you will be able to get over him, though? That's what we're saying. How do you get over somebody that you're in love with?
That's what I was asking. Is that what you think?
Yeah. How do you get over someone you're in love with?
The gym?
Before we go any further, I want to bring Angie on the line because she's been waiting for a bit. Angie,
okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How's everybody?
Hey, Angie. Hey.
Happy birthday,
Miss Kay. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, we were
going. I think you can. How you doing, Miss Angie?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm chilling with my big sisters right now. I'm enjoying it, but I'm going to bring them a male perspective, but just not a male perspective, but a good man perspective.
Okay. All right now.
Okay, what's the perspective?
The way I get over a woman, you know what I'm saying? I'm humble now, you know what I mean? I'm 33 years old. I done the player game. I done the pimp game that did all that bull crap. Right. Now, as an older man, I ain't older, but as a man, more mature, and I take care of my little ones. You know, I got Cussie and my little girl. Her mom and I were together. It was like a situation where I was completely blindsided. Like, for the first 2 years, I think she really did. We were together for 5 years. First 2 years, I feel that she really did make an attempt. She really did want to love me. Like, she's from North Carolina. She never really been in this
California type of lifestyle. So she got out here and was like a kid in a candy factory, you know what I'm saying? So the first 2 years, I feel she was really into it. We had a really good relationship, never argued, never nothing. In that third year, I bought her a laptop. And at this time, I'm not really into the whole computer thing. Like, now I am because I know how to use it, and I have to use it for the business aspect of it. But when I first started, like, I didn't even know I had a fucking Facebook. I had a Facebook for 6 months and didn't even know it. She's
wow.
one of those. So I bought her, she was, although I was doing what I'm supposed to do, she was able to be a stay-at-home mom, no education, no nothing. It was like, if you want to say it, not being arrogant, but in a humbling way, she hit pay dirt by being with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking care of her two boys willingly, and, you know, I got our daughter, we have our daughter together, and she got to be a stay-at-home mom. Well, long story short, this knucklehead, I get her a laptop because she sold me. She really did sell me. She was like, oh, I want to get into online classes and the dentistry and all this type of bullshit. And I bought her a laptop. Well, the books, I noticed when I came home, I'm Aquarius, so I'm really observant. I noticed when I come home, the books are still in the same place. And this went on for like a week. So I'm like, okay, so what's going on with work? I mean, with schoolwork? She couldn't give me no answers, and that's when I said, you give me a reason to be curious. So we driving in the truck one day, and I grabbed the laptop because he had a little, the internet card. I grabbed the laptop, and it kept having these different audible beeps and stuff. I'm like, what the hell is that beeping? So I see all these different guys on there. So through investigation and all kinds of stuff, I find out that I got a Facebook. She's doing all kinds of bullshit. We stay in it. I try to work it out for a year or so, and she just... She plotted and planned for like 6 months. Make a long story short, she went out to her mom and dad house in North Carolina with my daughter. The first time I didn't let her go, but she went out there to visit. I didn't let my daughter go, meaning. And she went out there to visit because Tatiana was too young to get on the plane. So the next time she went out there, the heifer didn't come back. I didn't see my, she took my daughter from me, all that for like 6 months. I was like, so what's going on? Within 6 months of being over there, she was with another dude. I guess the guy she cheated on me with and bought her plane ticket or whatever. She lied to me, told me her daddy bought her plane ticket. And, you know, I was like, so you just done? She was like, yeah, I don't want to be out there. I don't feel happy when I'm with you. And we had bought a big old house at this time. She was like, well, I don't want to be in that house if I'm not happy in it. I'm like, what? So that's when I knew. When she said some stupid shit like that, and if I can take a picture, I can show you the house, you'd be like, this broad is confused. When she said that, that's when I knew it had to be some other flesh involved.
Mm-hmm.
After
right.
my common sense kicked in. So I was hurt. She had to fly back and come get the other car. But she was like, I need one of those cars. You know, I'm being a good guy. I'm like, okay, you can come get the other car. You know what I'm saying? She need a car for the kids, at least. So she came and got the car. And, you know, of course, anybody would do. I'm like, I want to try to make it happen. Make, you know, what's wrong? Can we work this out? Just cold, straight cold. It took me 5 months. I was like 232 pounds, just ripped up, muscles, all that type of stuff. Man, I went down to 210 pounds. I was sick. And it just, because I ain't never really did that love thing. So
right.
what I did was, I just, like, trying to shorten it up because y'all still, I literally just picked up my goddamn self, got in the gym, started working out, and forgot about everything. Started playing ball, everything. To me, my salvation, what got me out over that shit, was occupying my mind. Instead of going home, I did everything to forget about her. No pictures, no music. I stopped listening to R&B for a while. No smells, no anything that would remind me of her. Other than my child, I got rid of. I went to court. I took her ass to court. I got custody of my daughter. The mediator favored me because of the situation that happened. All that. I got over that.
Wow.
So
we applaud you.
To any woman or any man or woman, I can say through experience, if you really, really want to do it, you can. And I'm not trying to be holier than now. You can. You just got to fucking occupy your mind. Literally.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's what I said last week. You know, I said I drive myself to my work. I concentrate on all my work. I didn't concentrate on nothing else but work. I just, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah. I want all you all to hold the line. We're gonna go to a song. Just hold the line, and we'll be right back.
tired of both, no. Yeah. You put in overtime, overnight, doing everything I like. Goes alright, yeah. You hold me close, see deep dive, look me deep inside my eyes. Baby, you are love it. But nothing can compare. Just take your time.
Yeah.
Send chills down the spine.
Yeah.
You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta make you mine.
Yeah.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yeah.
Got me feeling hot.
Yeah.
Now I'm really gone.
Yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me hold you out of bed. When you give it to me slow. Baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arms fall back. When you give it to her slow. Baby, just like that.
Down the spine,
yeah.
You're one of a kind,
yeah.
That's why I gotta make you mine,
yeah.
Boy, you turn me on,
yeah.
Got me feeling hot,
yeah.
Now I'm really gone,
yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow. Baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arch fall back. When you give it to her slow. Baby, just like that.
Down the spine,
yeah.
You're one of a kind,
yeah.
That's why I gotta make you mine,
yeah.
Boy, you turn me on,
yeah.
Got me feeling hot,
yeah.
Now I'm really gone,
yeah.
I like my kisses down low. Make me arch my back. When you give it to me slow. Baby, just like that.
She like her kisses down low. Make her arch fall back. When you give it to her slow. Baby, just like that.
My first love, you know, we you know, talk, you know, whatever, because we, like, over 20-some years since that moment, you know, she was my first. You know, we were in high school and just decided, I can't remember whether I decided I didn't want to be with her or she decided she didn't want to be with me. And, you know, long story short, I'm kind of going on with my life, and, you know, I walked by her, and she and some little chicken-headed girls and, you know, some bum dude, you know, got the giggles when I walked by every morning at school, and I'm like, well, what's y'all piece what, you know? And I happened to see her about 3 years ago. I was down in South Carolina. My daddy was in a car wreck, and they took me to the hospital, and she was there. She happened to walk by, and I'm like, wow, I know you, you know? And it was kind of funny because, you know, as adults, you know, I'm like, you know, okay, you know, hey, how you doing? It wasn't any feelings rekindled, and the reason why I say that, you know, a good country boy saying, black cowboy saying, whatever, I pretty much ride the horse in the direction that the horse is facing. And it helps out a lot, you know, when you love somebody, you're in love with somebody, you're dealing with somebody. It's just like the guy said earlier, you have to get your mind clear. You have to, you know, clear your mind and do what works for you. And pretty much, you know, me, I had to move forward. I couldn't, you know, she wants to sit and giggle and everything, you know, yeah, okay, go ahead. And at the same time, you know, that I'm going to go up here and do me and do what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, while you're sitting here giggling, you get your giggle, you know, you giggle on your own or whatnot, you know. You know, so I mean, looking back on it from that point on, I guess I kind of had a little more control to where I didn't allow myself to fall for somebody, at least, you know, not so easily as I fell for her. And I can honestly say, of all the girls that I've dated and, you know, encountered or whatever, I really have not been in love since I've been 16. And I'm kind of glad, especially now, because, you know, it's just too much ice, too much trickery. You know, just as the guy said, you know, he built a life for the girl. You know, he makes a way for her. She says she wants to go to school online, but she's looking at another guy. And, you know, I was just telling, you know, a girl I'm talking to today, I'm like, you know, because I got suspicion in the back of my mind of some things I caught. But at the same time, right, well, at the same time, I'm giving her hints, and I'm saying, you know, if a girl want to mess around, she want to see another dude or whatever, all she got to do is tell me. So I'm not going to be up here crying. I'm not going to be up there fighting over any chick or nothing like that. You know, I'm like, if you see a guy that you want and, you know, y'all want to be together, if need be, I'll pack you up. I'll drive you to him. Y'all can be together. That's that, you know.
Some people just want their cake and eat it, too. Don't want to be honest enough with themselves to, All right, y'all, hold on 1 minute. We have Big Homie on the line. Big Homie, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Are you there, Big Homie?
Hey, listen, what the hell is, well, excuse me, what is going on tonight, man? What is this right here, intervention?
Man, don't you dare start with that shit, Big
what
Homie.
What is going on tonight?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Big Homie, don't start that shit. You know goddamn well that he has been hurt at least once a part.
Uh-oh, he's out of order.
This doesn't make any sense. Oh, gosh.
All I'm saying is I've been listening since before the song and after the song, and all I'm hearing is a bunch of men that need Pampers. That's all I'm saying.
Big homie. I'm going to call bullshit on that one. You know damn well you have been hurt one time before. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, the funny part about it is if you listen to what I was saying here, it's not a point about saying I need diapers, because that was like years back. I think the title.
Dog, you still hurt. I wanted to give you some Kleenex.
Actually, sir, I'm not hurt, and I think you should listen before you said that, because the topic of the show is saying I need to get over of first love.
I need to bring Rich Money on the phone. We're going to bring Rich Money on. Rich? CEO, are you there?
Uh-oh,
the CEO
Big
Rick.
Hello,
yes.
What up, Big Rick?
Hey,
Jumbo.
Hey, Rick.
The bunch of crying. All this goddamn crying going on in the damn high,
Can I say something? Big homie,
go ahead.
The fact of you getting that laptop she should know not to even go to that laptop and try and deal with somebody on that internet. In other words, he's saying, he's not saying you saw for anything. He's just saying
you should have
you
beat
ain't
her up or
about
nothing like
the
that.
Right way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm 100% in agreement with y'all. Like, I'm totally 100% in agreement with y'all. That's what I'm trying to let you know. When, as soon as I found out about it, it was a wrap. The laptop, the purpose of the laptop was to, if, okay, put it like this. If I'm doing my thing, I'm grinding in the house, and then wifey or my girl say, hey, she want to grind two. Two heads is better than one, so I'm supposed to,
yeah.
one, I'm supposed
no
to be
doubt.
Supportive
no,
no
doubt.
What. I'm supposed to be supportive no matter what. Then two, if she do that, I'm going to push her and help her do it. But once you start doing something that you ain't supposed to do, which that's what I was saying, I came home for a week and the damn books are sitting on the counter. Like, what the hell are you doing? The books ain't no damn ornament. I didn't buy no new decorations for the counter. Why are they sitting on the counter? Then I started going into the book or to the laptop. That's when I saw what was going on. She had to get out of Dodge. But then we decided to go to counseling. She was on some fake stuff. But she was doing what any other
I would have never
being
went
with
to,
you.
I would have never
her
went to counseling.
Because she knew she had money.
I never went
wait
to counseling.
Hold on. Hold on. We have somebody in the background trying to talk.
This is Ian trying to talk because I want to make a point. Simply because you can't look at somebody and tell what type of person they are. You understand what I'm saying? He had no control of how this woman was going to react with that laptop. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying?
That's right. Exactly.
So he really didn't know what she was going to. His purpose of buying that so she could further her education. Now, she
exactly.
should have had enough respect for her not to even go there, number one,
there
because
go.
He bought it.
That's
you understand?
Right.
Number two, that's your man. You don't do that.
So why she ain't had that respect? Why she ain't had that respect, though?
You can't
forget that. Because that's her character.
You know, the best part, if I can say something here, I didn't mean to interrupt anybody who's trying to talk, but first of all, it's really ignorant these days for somebody to jump out and don't know exactly what's said or why something's being said and try to pass a judgment. I mean, all of us, when God made us with what he called free will. All of us have free will, individual emotions or whatever. All of us, we might have similar features and all, but all of us are not going to have the same feelings. This man right here, I commend this man because, you know, at this state of age where I am, I'm not giving a bride nothing unless I got any kind of benefit in it. I mean, if a girl telling me, oh, you don't ever take me nowhere, so-and-so, okay, well, yeah, I want some barbecue. I want some, you know, going, yeah, I could benefit from that. I'm not going to sit here, you know, do nothing nice for me, just that stuff. Do something nice for yourself. We in the day of an independent woman. You don't need me for nothing but in the bedroom. Now, with that being said, this man is trying to help this girl do something with herself. He set it up for her to be a stay-at-home mom. I grew up in a stay-at-home mom family. And I'll be damned if this day and age, me, myself, I'm with any woman. I don't care if I'm making $1 million a year or whatnot. Any woman that's going to be with me got to have a job. That when he did that, it's not a point about disrespecting him. It's more of the disrespect she had for herself. Because if she was any type of woman or anything, she would have went ahead. And I mean, it's a good thing somebody sponsors you to go to school, but it's trifling to me because myself, if there's something out here that I want to get, I'm gonna get it. I'm not gonna ask anybody. If you want to help me, fine. At the same time, the worst thing you can tell me is no. Because you telling me no, that's giving me the will to do it on my own. Bottom line is. He did the right thing on her. She did the wrong thing. It took him a while, but he's doing better by himself than with somebody like that. I commend
exactly.
you, dude.
The only thing
I'm going to tell you, you were better man than me because I wasn't there. I would have gave up.
That's the part about it that healed me the most. That's the part about it that hit me in the gut the most is because I grew up by myself. Like, my mom is a single mom. You know, my daddy wasn't around at all. So my mom showed me the things that I need to do to be a man. She couldn't teach me how to be a man, but she showed me the things I need to do to be a man. So I took bits and pieces from different men in my life and molded myself. So when it came to her, that was a situation where it was like, okay, We met. I'm talking about, when I say it was cool, it was so it was so cool, it was ridiculous. Me and the girl was bomb friends, you know what I'm saying? And then we got together, everything was good, sex, everything. She was super beautiful. And then when we had, I took care of her two boys. Then when we had a child, and then the child was a female child, a little girl, that's when I said, hey, I'm finna step up. I'm going to step
up.
So when she did what she did, when she said she wanted to go to school, I'm like, you know what? I'm finna step up. I'm not going to be who my daddy was, so I'm going to raise my kid,
there you go.
And I'm going to raise her
kid. Right.
And when she did what she did, the reason why I shared it is because when she did what she did, that hit me so much because I ain't never been the type of dude, like, I don't need to be in love. I don't need to be in no relationship.
It leads me to ask this question to y'all. I have a question. This is a part two of last week's question. Do you think that couples are settling nowadays? Before we answer that, though, I want to bring on another caller. Brooklyn Swagger, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Brooke.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, my divas? How you doing? I'm blessed.
Good.
All divas.
Right,
all
right. Yeah,
that's right.
This is Diva Squad.
That's right. Don't hate on my divas.
Divas squad.
Divas squad.
What's up?
All right, I'm going to go with Chicky Chick. Are you there, Chicky Chick?
Oh, my
goodness.
What
y'all doing?
Hey, Chicky Chick. Okay, before we go any further, Chicky Chick is one of our hosts that will be starting next week from 9 to 10 with Fallout Comedy, and he is a part of our family.
Congratulations.
I have been adopted.
Yes, you have.
I know one thing. You dudes better start leading and setting an example and setting a tone and start letting these chicks lead. You the leader. You set the tone.
On,
they follow your
hey,
lead.
Homie, big homie.
100%. The Birdman. Like, look, man. The things I don't want to keep taking over. Let this is what I'm saying, big homie. Let me tell you like this. Straight up, my whole background, like, you didn't even hear all the story. I can't do that. Like, when she moved back to North Carolina with this faggot, her daddy, I finally got the chance to talk to her dad. Her dad was like, man, she been keeping me from talking to you, lying and saying that you didn't want to talk to me, blah, blah, blah. She was manipulating the whole situation. I didn't know nothing about what was going on. When I finally talked to her daddy was like, man, you need to leave that woman alone. She's going to ruin you. Man, I don't get tricked by no broad. I never had the situation where I wanted to be in the situation with a broad. Where I come from, what I did with her was a 100% accomplishment. Like, I'm from Watts, originally from Watts. I grew up in the hood. Moms took me out of the hood, took me to the suburbs, and the person that I became, she was lucky to get that person. So it wasn't that I wasn't taking charge. I was just trying to step up for one time and do the right thing and be a man, be the opposite of what everybody say black men are. Is niggas that don't take care of their kids and their women.
But
The whole story was right. But it's some subtleties that I'm hearing in the story that I have a subtle issue with. Like, once the chick bounced. That's the end of the conversation. I want to talk to a mammy, pappy, uncle, cousin, or nothing.
I feel you saying basically zero tolerance. I feel you. I can understand that. But it was just a situation where, I mean, it's like I said, you know, any situation is more to it. Me and moms got to talk, and my mom was like, babe, you can't run at the first sight of adversity. You have to try certain things. So usually before this situation, like when my mom tried to tell me certain things, not in a disrespectful manner, I would just like, mom, I'm a man, let me try to do stuff on my own. This is the one time I say, you know what, I'm going to listen to what my mom say from a woman's perspective, and I'm going to try, give this shit a situation, give it another chance. At least I know if I gave it another chance and it messes up, at least I did, and it's over with. You know
but you know what, my brother,
and
this
what
is...
happened?
but this is the part. This is the part I think. I'm not gonna say you're missing, but I would like you to consider. It's not a situation where she did something messed up and then came back to you and asked you for another chance.
She's letting
you know straight. You thinking that you got that laptop and all of a sudden she found some man. No, all you did was provide her with a way to talk to him more.
Exactly. And I 100% agree with that.
That dude been in the picture for a minute. Trust me. But anyway, it's not a matter of you giving her another chance because she's saying, forgive me. She letting you know, listen. I mean, she did it a little dirty way because I ain't going to say, yeah, it kind of is. Because if she was a woman, she just, listen, I don't want you no more and step off. That's the way grown folks should act. But she letting you know through her actions that she don't want you. So now what you probably is going to do if she decided whatever you provided, maybe you got some cheddar or whatever, all that would be is her using you from that point because she's letting you know.
Exactly what it was.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, she don't want you. You just got to, you know what? I look at it this way. I used to be one of them, you know, back day. I told my little story how I was strung out on my first whatever, whatever. But you know what? I look at it like this now. You just have to accept it as, you know what? It's better I find out now than putting in all these years and spending all this other money.
Exactly.
Hold on, T. A lot of times people ask God to show them this. Then he show them, and they still want to go back. He letting you know, look, let me expose her now so you can move on and find you a good woman. But if you want to run back to her, then you're going to get what you get.
No, no, this happened like 5 years ago, bro. That's been over. This is just a long story. I bunged up.
Like,
it sounded like you want a back, Birdman.
Are
you serious? Did you see my face?
Hello?
We are friends on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am. Everyone, hold the line. We'll be right back. We're going to go to our next song.
What's up with all these songs?
She must say to us.
Ready, JT?
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Hi, cause if they study close, real close, they might learn. We'll be right back.
out to see Hov.
All black at the white shows. White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a sex. South guy, gal, from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All thanks for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I catch my suit tonight, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things
about love, love, love.
Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things
about love.
Fred, I heard that you have a shout-out for someone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Auntie, this is your nephew. This is Pup, baby. I just wanted to call you and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Do your thing,
Auntie. You keep doing your thing, baby.
Okay, baby. Thank you.
Love you.
Okay, we got to play that track for you, Stevie Wonder song. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. We were singing earlier, coming up and singing for her.
Okay. Who's
going to
talk?
Again, this is Ange now, and I'm going to talk for a second.
Okay.
On that situation again, like I said in the beginning, you don't know who you're dealing with from the beginning. Sometimes it's too late. You know what I'm saying? The damage is already done when you find out who this person is, because people know how to put something else on. You know what I'm saying? The mask to mask themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I give that man a lot of respect for using what his mother taught him to be that ultimate gentleman. You understand what I'm saying? He might appear to be weak, but he's going to be the winner in the end. You understand what I'm saying?
And,
so,
and
you know.
Awesome weekend. Awesome weekend.
What happened?
I said, yeah, and I was just commenting to give you a little ad lib to it. I'm saying I'm far from weak, but I know Big Homie ain't that.
Some dude's gonna act like it's weak or whatever. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's not
me personally, though. I feel when
hold on, let me finish. You were still handling what you were supposed to do as the man in the house. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you had to get all rah-rah with her and all that stuff, then you ain't need her. You understand what I'm saying? You didn't need her.
Exactly.
So, again, a lot of times, the damage is already done by the time all this stuff is exposed. So,
the question is,
how do you get over that? That's what the question was. So, answer that, Big Homie. What you do to get over it? You understand?
That's what I
want to
know, Big Homie, because I put a few pounds on it.
He don't know. Don't even ask him. He don't know. Please, he doesn't know.
Oh, he don't know. He don't know.
That's Kia, huh?
He don't know. He don't know. He's all in. He's all in. He doesn't know.
I mean, this is Elijah, if I may. The only way you're really gonna get over it is just is acceptance.
That's true.
You gotta accept that it happened. You gotta understand that it didn't work out. And if there's an old saying that my perception is my reality. The way you perceive things is the way you perceive them. So you have your own reality, but you just have to accept that this ain't meant for me. And the way I do it, as I flip it and I look at it as a blessing. I'm blessed
that was the part that was a good part about it. It was a blessing.
Now let me go and find somebody who's gonna appreciate what I got to offer.
Don't even go to find somebody.
One at a time, please.
Yeah, because it's too messy.
Let me just finish the thought. I mean, don't take me literally to go find blah, blah, blah. Whatever comes in, you know, listen, the bottom line is you accept it, and then I flip it, and I look at it as, if anything, if you was being the good man you said you was being, I look at it as, you know what, that's her loss. Somebody else is going to benefit from what I got to give. It's her loss.
Accept it and move on. That's it. There's nothing else. That's it and move on.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep, and that's what happened.
Don't get me wrong.
The good part about it, and the good part about it, once that opened up, I let that open up. It was like, it was a blessing in disguise, because the way I am, I'm making sure the way I am, I always go hard in the paint no matter what I do. So when it comes to the situation and what happened, like, I wasn't going to just, you know, unless the stuff got messed up like it did, I wasn't just going to straight up give up. Plus, with the encouragement of my moms, I wasn't going to just straight give up, because that's not how I do things. And the blessing of it, like you said, in disguise, is that the woman that I wanted growing up, that I've been knowing since I was 96, that's who holding me down now. So It was all in good faith. It was all in, it just happened the right way and led me to where the hell I needed to be.
Sometimes you have to go through things, though.
No, it's not a matter of like giving up, being weak. It's just a matter of accepting reality. That's all. Another man can't dictate to you your weakness. You don't even got to justify that. You know you're a man. You know you did what you needed to do. You gave it your all, point blank. It may hurt for a little bit. You said 5 years. It may have hurt it for a little bit because, I mean, that just shows you loved her. But you know what?
Yep.
It'll ease. You got somebody holding you down, and she probably loving you more and better than you could ever imagine. So you just keep it moving.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's all it is, just to learn how to become a man.
We have to go through things to appreciate the good stuff. You understand what I'm saying?
Life ain't
easy. You understand what I'm saying? And there was never promised to be easy. But it's all in what you make it. You can create that if you want to. You understand? But we all going to go through some kind of adversities, whether it's in a relationship, financially, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go through something. But again, it makes you appreciate what you have now.
The dude that really get hurt or that really get his ego messed up is the one who, for whatever reason, think he can control a woman and control how she and control what she do. That's when your ego really get messed up. Once you realize you don't control no female, you don't control what they do, what they say, you know what I'm saying? Then life will be...
That's what I was saying before. You can't control what the next person does.
That old caveman, drag him into the cave and beat him with the club.
That's big homie right there. That's big homie. I guarantee you, big homie got a club right next to his driver's seat right now.
You know my favorite, big homie will be in cell block C with Bubba while she on the laptop with.
He
gonna be looking for a pen pal himself and shit.
He gonna be right his eyes and write me on real talk like Bird. Let me get on real talk, y'all.
He clearly does not know how he sounds when he's talking.
Just to hear yourself talk.
Ignorant. It'd be ridiculous. Oh my God, it makes no sense.
He don't be playing with this kind of big homie, boy. Big homie.
You know what?
You just got killed with a bad taste in her mouth.
Because for some reason, I clearly think he does not know how he sounds.
You know what, D? Unfortunately, what he's saying to him actually make a lot of sense. And there's a lot of men because I always say I wish I could find that dude who woke up one morning and said, "Men is don't cry, men is tough, men is dismissive." Because that was the biggest injustice ever did to men. So what he's saying actually makes sense to him and to millions of others. That's how we was taught. But see, to me, the sign of maturity and is really when you realize, you know, that's just a bunch of BS. You know,
okay,
that
Johnson,
Dons
and Divas, we are all off the subject. Can we get back to how do you get over that person that you was in love?
And do you think people are settling?
Yes.
Right.
Matter of fact, we'll go to that second topic that the other diva, Rachel, asked.
Do you think that couples nowadays are settling?
Yeah.
One at a time. Go ahead, Stacey.
Well, I'm not gonna get into telling my business, and you know, I'm pretty much saying I'm just looking, and it's so many trifling ways. I'm like, well,
you know, a good woman is hard to find, but, you know, this woman here, I got to put her with this, got to put her with that, and blah, blah, blah. I'm getting old. I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I ain't just, you know, fresh out, you know, running the streets and stuff like I used to do back in the day. Sometimes you have to settle because sometimes you get, you know, when you look at lifestyles, you know, you look at
I agree with that 100%.
Everybody, come on.
Everybody's
going to get their turn. You know, it's not about disagreeing or whatever. You all going to get a chance to say how you feel about the topic. So,
I'm raising my hand too.
I said it first.
Essie, were you finished? Well, I mean, I'm not going to hold up the floor. I kind of wasn't, but, you know, I like to, you know, I'm controversial. You know me. You know, I say stuff and get things going. So, you know, I like the fact that there's someone with people disagreeing, and I really would like to hear. I think it's Angie, you know, her input, you know, how she feels, why she strongly disagrees based upon, you know, what I was saying here.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Is it my turn?
Yeah,
go ahead.
But you're saying that sometimes people have to settle. Listen, you got to change your way of thinking again because you never have to settle for anything.
That's
number
right.
one, because our major provider, the one who's going to give us everything we need, is the Lord. You understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying?
Amen.
What you can't do is go out looking after that. What if it's for you, it's going to come to you. So you got to stop looking. That's my thing. Stop looking. Don't just settle. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to put that right person in the right place at the right time.
Right. And I think what I was trying to say.
And just after all of that other nonsense.
Yeah, of course. I think furthermore, what I was trying to say is when you say settling, you know, times are a lot more convenient today than what they were 30 years ago, you know, 30, 40 some years ago when my parents first got together, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago, my grandparents, so forth, so on. It's a new kind of settling these days because when you look at it, regardless of what you're looking for in a woman as a man and in a man as a woman, you're not going to find this perfect man. You're not going to find this woman with 36, 24, 36. You start hitting it right, and she starts getting comfortable, her ass gonna get fat. You know, women, same thing with a man. When women come, oh, you know, he's good looking, he's busted out, so and so. You start feeding that man good enough that gut is gonna come up there. You know, he's gonna get some electric lines, face, whatever. You know, you have certain personalities, certain traits that individuals have. And with those traits, what I was saying on that, yeah, when you're with somebody, it's overall of the good and the bad that they are being good, you know, yeah, sometimes you do have to settle slightly for certain things that they do. It's not just saying a settling back in the day with our grandparents and parents where, yeah, you know, you're here, yeah, we live in the same time, you know, let's do this thing, get married, have chapters,
well,
and all that
well, that's
stuff,
a compromise,
you know.
Then. That's not a settlement. That's a compromise.
I feel what you're saying. I think the way I look at it, I'm kind of looking at it in the same way because, see, I'm a man. I want what I want, when and how I want it. So if I got to use derivatives and if I have to use alternatives to adjust to what I want, then I feel that I'm compromising, quote unquote, settling. You know,
but
okay.
That physical attraction can hurt you.
You know, sometimes. I look. This is Elijah. I look at it this way. I hear what you're saying as far as once you in a relationship, if her body changes and you like this or like that. I mean, I agree as far as, to me, that's a difference as far as settling. That's just, I mean, but it depends on what you're looking for in your mate. If you're looking strictly for the body and how she looks, then that's one thing. Then you know what? Nobody stays the same. But as far when I say settling, usually what happens when you're in a relationship, and if that partner is not providing you something that you don't want, you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to go find it elsewhere. So
that's
when I say you don't settle, you know, I mean, you find a person who's going to be compatible with you, who's going to love you the way you... Put it this way, relationships where
all
the... when one person loves somebody, 75% versus 25% just usually don't work.
Right.
Yeah.
And that physical attraction,
right.
that leads to so many broken relationships.
Yep.
You know, because what's going to happen if that person go out here and have an accident? I mean, seriously, are you still going to love that person the way that, you know, if they get messed up in the face or they end up in a wheelchair, are you still going to love that person?
It's a lot of people that are so shallow
that
wouldn't even do that no more. It's a lot of people that are super shallow that wouldn't even do that crap no more. My neighbor did that shit, left his wife because he became a quadriplegic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, well, I have another caller on the line. We're going to bring in Sky. Sky, are you there? Sky?
Fine.
Hey, Sky.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Okay. Welcome to Los Angeles with the Diva Squad. Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I didn't hear it. I came in at the end, but I was listening to what you guys were saying about people, if they're going to love somebody that they're with unconditionally or will it change because it's physical.
Okay. Well, we have two, but we kind of like got off the subject, but I'm going to give you the first one. How do you get over someone that you're in love, that you in love with, like an ex?
How do you get over them?
Yeah.
Somebody else. I don't know. You got to replace that void. You can't just sit around and wait on it. You got to. I don't mean to sound raunchy, but that's just the way you got to get over them. And so you sit around and you worry about who he with while he with the next chick. You'll drive yourself crazy. You go out, get yourself fixed up, and meet somebody else, then it is what it is.
Okay. And the second one, do you think couples are just selling nowadays?
I'm sorry, do I think couples what?
Are just selling nowadays for anything?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think in a different context than what y'all were saying. I think that the whole society has changed as far as what's acceptable and what's not. The people morals that it's cool to mess around. It used to be frowned upon to come home with a married man. Now, you know what I mean? You get a high five because you're in his pocket. So people are just going all the way around because they don't know what they're worth.
Okay. Amen.
That's what I said. It's gender. It's what they all in it for. You understand what I'm saying? Like you said last week, we were talking about how they people was like, well, I did it for love. Now I'm out for the money. You understand what I'm saying? And then, hello.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. People's agendas are different. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what forces them to settle. You know what I'm saying? Some people have the fear of being alone, and that's where it starts at, is a fear. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be broke. You know what I'm saying? And instead of them looking for a companion that can satisfy most of that, because then the stuff you lack, that's where the compromise comes in at. All right, it's not 100% of what I want, but for the most, she or he satisfies the things that I really can't get for myself. And
that can go both ways, because they can settle for a man that has everything and not worry about love because I'm financially secure.
That's what I'm saying. It's all in the agenda. What is the agenda? What is the point of being there? And that's what happened, you know? So.
I'm sorry. I'm not selling. I trust my intuition. I'm not selling. I am not selling. There's no way I'm selling. I don't know what is going on. I am not selling. I guess
I tribe on that one, Kia.
I am not selling. I trust my intuition. There's no way I'm selling. Please.
But you know something? Is that Angie said that she's not going to going to settle?
I gave her high five on it.
You know something, Angie, even though I view it in today's relationships that a lot of people are settling, I agree with you 100% in that. And that's why, like I said, I'm thankful when I did fall in love when I was 16. And, you know, I'll be 40 in a few years. And I haven't been in love since then. And sometimes you do have to, but I'm with you. Even though in today's relationship, sometimes you do have to settle. I'm just not going to settle. You know, I can do what I do.
No,
that's convenient. And, you know, I can you know, see how I feel, blah, blah, blah. But when it's time to move on, hey, it's time to move on. You know, you see the, you see my taillights on the F-150, you see the back of my head. I understand that's going to be the last time you see me, you know. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I just cannot settle, even though that seems to be the norm.
She's not settling because, kid, that's that Aquarius.
That's not
going to
happen on my watch. Uh-uh.
That's
right,
that Aquarius
exactly.
in you, kid.
Exactly.
That's that Aquarius thing. I'm sorry, but
it is that Aquarius thing.
It is.
I am not selling. And you know they say it's hard to impress an Aquarius. It's really hard to impress an Aquarius woman. It's
very hard.
Impress.
Very hard.
It's hard. There's no way I'm selling. Please.
And not in a shallow way. Let me defend my Aquarius sister.
Not in a shallow way.
It's hard to impress us in a sense. But the way to stay with an Aquarius, especially an Aquarius man, that always trying to strive to be not perfect, but try to have perfection, is if you're not consistent, that's when you lose us.
Wow.
That's when you lose the Aquarius. If you ain't consistent, and that's why, like, settling is hard to sit here and say, okay, I'm going to settle for this, because, I don't mean to sound shallow, but if I got with you and you shaped like Yale Divas, at least stay close to that.
Right.
I don't know if it's personal. Yes, ma'am. We're gonna get ready to go to a song. Y'all leaving y'all love to the
all
stars.
All right. T.
Yes.
This is Rich Money. Well, as
okay.
y'all know, I'm on the switchboard. All right, we're going to go to the song. I just want to tell you I'm thankful that you and Rachel are part of the Diva Squad. I want to wish you a happy birthday and Rachel a happy birthday on the 30th.
Thank you.
Y'all are a big part of Deacon Palace, and I'm going to send the next song out to y'all. I know you don't play a song, but I want to send the next one out to y'all, and I want to wish y'all a happy birthday.
Thank you. You're doing big things,
and y'all are a part of it. And I thank y'all for being a part of it as well. All right.
Thank you so much.
Everybody, just hold it on.
Bye, Rich Money.
All right. Because I ain't going to be able to play it on the 30th, but my show is that Friday. But it's up to y'all. So I'm going to wish y'all a happy birthday. All right?
Okay, thank you.
I'm out now. Great show, ladies. Great show. And I thank all the supporters for their love and support.
Wow.
It is.
peace, the unity of all people. It's in the dream that you had so long ago that lives in all of the hearts of people. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Oh, thank God I don't go to this. Oh, my God.
You show you grab a finger, you grab a finger, and you show them how to push the N-O button and then Y-E-S button.
Be quiet, 2 years old. Yeah, what?
Yeah, that's a little extra.
Be quiet.
That's a little extra right there.
Don't sleep on the 2 year olds.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially
now with
DNA.
That's true.
Especially
no, that's
in this
true.
Day and age, Tatiana got a tablet now.
Hey, they are shocking. I mean, you know, the generations
kids.
Now.
What's the second topic?
You know, I have a question here, and I hope it doesn't get off topic. But when you talk about how to get over your someone that you love, can you know this is mainly to the ladies right here? But can somebody tell me?
Wait a minute. Hold on, okay. Let Lavina finish, you know, and then...
What was the second topic?
Rachel.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you think couples nowadays are settling? Some of them. I think some of them become very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So I think once you become comfortable and you're no longer in love, you're just comfortable with the everyday routine.
Yeah.
I think they tend to settle. Yes, I do.
Been there.
Yeah. I think they tend to settle. You know, the comfortable routine, the day-to-day routine of, you know, if you have kids with the person, it's a routine. You know, everything is a routine, a daily routine. So I think sometimes both women and men get comfortable with the routine.
Yep.
And because they're comfortable, they no longer have their A game on. When to me, you should always have your A game on at all times.
Right.
Even once you get the man and you're married or whatever the case may be, you should never slack. You should always stay on your A game at all times.
I agree.
Always
keep a spare tie. In case that would go slack.
I'm not saying no spare tire. I'm just saying always make sure that you're in the game. Okay. Spare tire means extra.
He got a monthly subscription to divorce court. He got a monthly subscription to divorce court. You're a mess, Sam.
It wasn't me. That was that other person. That was Whammy. It wasn't Tammy. It was Whammy. I promise.
Well, it was Tammy, a.k.a. T. That's what it was.
She went back to the John Paul video. It wasn't me. Of course, red-handed, but it wasn't.
Okay, FC, what was you going to say?
Oh, well, I was going to say, you know, when you talk about getting over someone that you love, and like I said, this question here is mainly for the ladies, but, you know, everybody that can answer. But can somebody tell me the point of the bitterness when you break up? And, you know, you're trying to move on, you're trying to get over this person. You know, women especially, they can't accept, I'm not happy, you know, I want to move on, I want to, you know, break up or divorce or separation or whatnot. They have to have a specific reason why you're not with them. And then, you know, they come with all the bitterness, all the foolishness, you know, beating up somebody's truck, you know, car, you know, talking to somebody's house, you know, playing on the phone, trying to threaten somebody's girlfriend or whatever. You know, what's up with all that?
Sure.
I have the answer.
Yeah.
That's insecure.
An insecure stalker. Okay, now we have Dave on the line. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dave.
Good evening. First of all, let me just go ahead and say happy birthday to everyone who's having a birthday. And,
Thank you.
Know, once again, I can't wait till Wednesday to come on by because it feels like I haven't eaten all week. You know, I feel hungry.
All right, there.
I hear that.
I like that.
And I'm gonna go ahead and jump
on my
right
calendar.
Here. Huh?
I have it programmed on my calendar.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, Dave, but
I'm gonna go ahead and jump right in real quick.
To call in at 7.
Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and jump in, jump right in, and I'm gonna say a couple things here real quick. As far as how do you get over a loved one, I'm gonna be very real with you. You know that's how I am. Sometimes you gotta get mad. Sometimes you gotta get angry to get over somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm not saying that you should sing. Sometimes you gotta get real upset in order to get over someone, because I think it was Kia that was saying that she's not gonna settle. But if you allow yourself, your emotions to get ahead of you, you're not gonna be able to get over that person. You know? And when I say you get upset, you gotta say to yourself, how dare they do what they did to me and violate the trust that I had in them. You know what I'm saying? And
see, the
by
reality
doing that,
check. It's a reality check. That's what it is.
It's a reality
that's
check.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep, that's
say
what
yourself,
you need.
You know what? That's right. They don't deserve me, and I'm going to go ahead and find someone that really deserves me. And that is part of the anger that you have to put forth in order to get over someone. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying you should go sin or do anything stupid. But, you know, you have to just get angry and move on. And that's sometimes the only way you're going to get over somebody. The second part as far as settling, if you settle for anything less than your objective, it's going to show in your emotions, and it's going to show in your aura, and people are going to take advantage of that.
Yep.
Yeah. A person that stands for nothing but sticks for anything.
Can I ask a question? When you talk about if they're going to leave you or they're breaking up, it's not wrong for the female or the male to ask, you know, what's the reason what went wrong? And that's all. If that's it, explain it. There's no candy coat enough to just be real about it, explain
right.
it, and then move on. I don't care.
Right.
Just tell me whatever, and then move on. I'm not going to be sitting here chasing you down. Kidding me? Just let me know. Okay, fine. You have a, you know, whatever. Wish you well, whatever, in your endeavors. Don't, you know, worry about me.
Right.
That's
and,
it. And
that's
right.
It.
That's part of getting over them. You know, you can't take the photo.
That's
right.
Rare.
No?
That's okay. I'm not going to control what they're doing.
That's
it.
Rare, because not a lot of people, men or women, there's not one more than the other. Not a lot of people are going to tell you up front, okay, this is what went wrong, and leave it at that. Because sometimes you might not be dealing with a mature person. That person
right.
might be looking out for your feelings versus telling you the truth.
Right.
You know, therefore, if you go into it like, all right, listen, honesty is the best policy. Don't lie to me. Don't say my feelings or nothing like that. Then, yeah, you might get that answer. But 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get that answer. They're not going to tell you,
On that same tip, though,
every situation is different, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
On that same tip, even if they're not verbalizing it, 9 out of 10 times, they showing it through their actions. So people don't always have to tell you things. If they, loving ain't the same, the affection ain't the same. So they telling you, but they may not just be telling you verbally. But you're going to get it one way or another. So, I mean.
They're showing you something.
So it's like he tells you he loves you, so why does he struggle to show it? So he struggles to tell you, yeah, all right.
Yeah, but he might tell you that he loves you, but that don't mean he's in love with you.
No, I'm just saying, but they're struggling to show it. But it is what it is. If you're strong enough to deal with it, if the relationship is over with, move on. And it's fine.
Right.
Move on.
You're right. Okay.
At the end of the day, what you got to do to get up is just change it the way you think. And you know what I'm saying? Like you said, keep yourself occupied. Go. I gotta go to school. Let me bury my head in these books. Not to say that the thought is not gonna come back about the person.
Go to 24-hour fitness.
Not to say that the thought is not gonna come back, but then you were like, all right, let me get up and go out to the store. So let me do something. You know what I'm saying? You just
but
gotta take
control
of yourself.
I agree with that. Because you make your judgment. I very much with my work. You make your judgment and move on. Make your judgment and move on.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes it's easier for one other person to say, where that other person may not be as strong. So what would you say to that person? You know what I'm saying?
That's the person you take on your
way.
We may be stronger
people, but it may be somebody else that's like really like, you know what? I just can't do it.
And that's when you need people like
you.
But
you know
what?
And that's when
you
encourage them that they can do it. Just encourage them.
Exactly.
You don't have to be brown,
that's
brown,
you need people
beating
like you guys
because it's going to take baby steps. You got to be baby steps with them.
We're limited to time. I will bring back one chicky chick. Are you there, honey?
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
No problem.
Again, for those that wasn't on the line, this is Chicky Chick, which is going to be, which is one of our hosts for All Out Comedy. Starting next Wednesday, March the 27th from 9 to 10. Make sure you tune in.
Yes. How y'all doing? I'm actually taking a course right now on how to be a better radio personality. So it's like a 3-hour course. I get a certificate. So I'm trying to get prepared for next week. I'm just happy for everybody. Hey, T, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday. So me and T are going out tonight because we got to start a controversy. They're going to be like this. I'm messing with the lady on the show before us. We're about to blaze it off. Right now, we have a secret romance going on. Don't get mad. So I know my wife is not here right now, so I'm talking to her right now.
Well, we kind of figured that one.
Yeah. I'm prepared. I'm actually working on my own theme music. So just like you had Martin and everybody, I got my own theme music working. I'm going to talk to Rich after this. I'm just so excited for next week, man. So you tell everybody, 9 and 10 next week, right after Love Relationship Radio, the Chick Show is going to be on, All Out Comedy. We're bringing the funny. We're doing it like next week's show. I got so many surprises. It's just crazy. It's just funny. It ain't going to be like no other person's show. I'm going to have my radio on.
All right. So everyone, make sure that you... Make sure that you tune in immediately following our show, Love
this
Fantasy.
This comedy is to be appreciated.
Yes.
It is needed. You know why? Because it helps you get over stuff like these situations we're talking about now. Let me pop in the Cat Williams or somebody's show. You know what I'm saying? And in this case, we gonna listen to Chick on that. So
you know. Something and he is funny. Okay, I've seen him in person. Trust
and believe. Don't forget, this crew on GQ is like the Apollo now.
You won't get booed off.
He got one for the half
year too. Wow.
Just funny for everybody.
We will send the Sandman out on your butt.
No. We got something for you hecklers. Trust and believe.
Tell them to press one. They better not press one.
Okay, Chicky.
We have a heckler 10 minutes of the show. 10 minutes of the show to be dedicated to heckling. And then I'm going to see the comedy really come out. I want to tell you how funny it is. You can't talk about me because I'm on radio, but I can talk about you. I just put a new button on you. Like, what is that? So look, I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go back to class.
We gonna
you, bro. Okay, thank you.
I love y'all. Have
a good day. Love you too.
Mwah. Is that what you do? That what you do? Mwah. Mwah. Rachel always give me a mwah. She's like, good morning, mwah. I hope you get over that headache. Mwah. I love y'all.
You too. Be safe out
okay.
there.
Let everybody know next week, 9 o'clock, turn to my show.
Yes, sir.
All right now. All right. Okay. Back to the topic. And now who was talking? Dave, I think. Was it Dave?
Yeah, it was actually just...
Hello?
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah, I was basically, I was just basically saying, you know, if you're going to lower your standards to, you know, accept what you have, that means the person is going to read it. And, you know, they have that saying, real, recognize real. If you lower your standards and you become, you know, less than what you're supposed to be, they're going to pick up on that and they're going to run with it, you know? So basically,
that's
the best
true.
Thing for you to do is maintain your standards and find someone that's going to accept you and not someone that's going to deplete you, you know? And that's the bottom line.
All right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a great point. Yeah. Really. Yeah. Like you said, you got to stick to your standards. Again, when you're out there looking, don't like, all right, well, I'm going to accept that, but that's not what you're looking for. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Why take that on if that's not what you were looking for?
That's right. And stop thinking you can change people. A lot of people get into a relationship, say, oh, don't worry, I see this problem, I'm going to be able to change it. Then they get their feelings hurt when that person
exactly.
don't
change. Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of stuff that you can go out there and buy if that's what you want. If you're looking for that physical thing, guess what? You can go buy it. You're looking for that 36, 24, 36, you can go buy it.
That was the last number. 36 was the last number. Okay.
Okay, whatever the numbers go, if you want that, you can go buy that. Come on now.
Yeah, but like you said, though, people be trying to change everybody. A lot of people got that problem. That's a control thing right there. If you're trying
it's
to change somebody, you need to go buy you a blow-up doll or something.
That's only if you allow them to change you. You have to allow them to change you. If you don't allow them to change you, you're not going to be changed.
Exactly.
If
you don't know who you are, you don't need to get in a relationship in the first place.
Exactly.
You got to
know yourself. You have to know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, somebody had mentioned, like, realness, you know, real, recognized real. But what happens if you get in a relationship with somebody and you know that you're real and you're genuine, but yet you meet somebody who claims to be real and claims to be genuine, but in all reality, they're not?
That's when you gotta be mature and you gotta be secure within yourself and know when to just walk away. Don't care if they got that 24, 34, whatever the last number was. You gotta walk away. You gotta be able to walk away. You gotta say, okay, the Tucci good or the package is good, but hey, if somebody out there that's probably better, I'm just gonna have to walk away.
Right,
that's right.
Poisonous
relationship.
That's a good topic,
too.
The poisonous relationship.
And that's right. That's exactly what it is. But if you push your intuition, you can spot certain things. Because when you're real, you know real.
That's true.
You know real. You're not going to go home and talk about somebody. You're going to tell somebody about themselves while you're there. I don't believe in going home and talk about somebody. I'm going to tell you about yourself here. Don't waste your time talking about somebody.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Waste their energy. And then they can't hear you talk about it anyway.
I don't waste energy.
I hear that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What's funny is that when I used to bake cookies, I used to go to the store. I used to get all these crazy ingredients. And then I realized, you know what, some of this stuff ain't good for me, you know. What I had to do was I had to start using organic stuff. And I said, you know what, if I'm diabetic, I got to cut back on this sugar because it's too sweet.
Yeah.
You know, if I got high blood pressure, I got to cut back on this sodium, this salt. You know why? Because that's going to kill me. So in the relationship, I'm going organic. I want me an organic woman right now. I don't want all the sweet. I don't want that salt. You know what I mean? I get me an organic woman. So you know what?
Well, baby,
me and her
need a little bit.
Too bad they don't come with labels, though. Too bad they don't come with labels.
Hold on now. You need
organic.
A little bit of grease.
I don't know what's in it until you taste it
somewhere.
Man, he said he
wanted a little bit of grease now, because when you come home after work and you want to be screaming, you need a little bit of grease. I just want my toes to curl at least once a week, so I'm gonna take a little dash of grease, okay?
He said he wants that grass fed coochie.
Homie, I'm telling you, hey, look, I want to go to Venice Beach and just be able to have, let me see a couple of dudes looking, just a little grease, that's it. I feel like I'm still bossing a little bit. I still feel like I'm on my big homie status. Just one day out of the week, I want to be on my big homie status. I need a little grease. I'm sorry. She got to come with it. Like, I know that's a whole nother topic, but I need a Michelle Obama with superhead tendencies, okay?
Oh, man, listen. Again, you can buy it. You can go out there and buy it because she can really be anything she wants you to be if the price is right. Stop playing.
But you can't be going to Vegas to the Mustang Ranch trying to buy that all the time. You're going to go broke.
You want to...
You see the problem with that grease?
He want him a oomph.
Sometimes
he want a oomph.
You know what I'm saying?
A oomph. 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 Oomph.
Oomph. You don't remember? You don't remember the Eddie Murphy album? He want a oomph.
Oomph. Oomph. Oomph. Oomph. Oomph. Oomph.
Oomph. Oomph. Oomph. African Bush Beach.
Okay, everyone, listen. We're gonna go live a little bit longer, but I want everyone to hold the line. We are gonna go to another song, and then we're gonna come back and get back on the topic.
And then we on it, yeah. I just don't get it. Don't know why we do this. Why we do this, what? One day we be in a Cadillac. They riding with my seat laid back. Say I be breaking all your windows, keying up your door. Don't know how you do, do me what you do. But baby, ooh, you do it so good. And yeah, we break up, I break all your stuff. That's just how we love. We keep it so good. How you make me feel? Can't nobody do that for me. And we gon' say some things, but I can't stop loving you. And oh, I like it, I like it, ooh. 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 The way my body feel when you're laying right beside me. Boy, I'ma be right here. Don't care what nobody say. Cause oh, I like it, I like it, ooh. 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 Know I be catching attitudes, showing things and getting mad at you. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's in the name of love. And sometimes you be getting on my nerves. Say I hate you, but that shit don't work. Yeah, it's time we say we do.
Wow.
Who is that?
Okay. some new artist.
Wow.
I'm not going to even try to pronounce it.
Okay.
I'm going to left that one alone.
Okay. Let it gone.
Let it be gone. But we're going to get back on this topic here.
Yes, indeed.
Whichever one y'all want to get back on.
Yeah, if I just allowed to complete what I was saying is that, first of all, the brother said about this grease, if I have to take a Tums every time I eat because of indigestion, that means it's no good for me, you know? And the other thing is, if you're in a relationship, there's an ingredient to the relationship, just like cooking. Sometimes, if you don't read the ingredients, you're going to find that it's not good for you. And like everything else, everything has an expiration date. Sometimes you get into a relationship and you didn't look at the expiration date, meaning that person is already expired. So you're in a relationship with someone who, from the get-go, wasn't good for you from the beginning. And I'm done.
Right now.
Expiration date, huh?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now I gotta see if these guys got expiration date. That's what I'm gonna look for, expiration date.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Let me start looking for the expiration
date.
Well,
he's speaking for himself. Remember that.
I won't even play. I just got caught up with that expiration date. I'm like, wow.
I got the preservative so it don't expire. It stay fresh.
That's a McDonald's French fry.
The McDonald's French fry don't get old.
Yes,
they
do.
Watch the Super Size Me.
I mean, that's a first one for me too.
Hey, but the way it is nowadays, a lot of women like what I just put. A lot of women like sapiosexual men with intelligence. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
cats be trying, especially like sisters when they become of age. I ain't trying to say I'm an expert, but when sisters get older and more mature and they get, you know, a lot more stability under their belt and they dumb, that dumb club, they literally get to the point where they don't care about your rims and your car and your house and all that. As long as you're intelligent and you keep bringing that in, all the other stuff just gonna fall into place. That's just extra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yep.
I realize that nowadays. But like back to what y'all saying when it comes to the topic, it's to each his own, and no one person can say, hey, you need to do this or you need to do that. But 100%, like I said, I be training people, strength and conditioning. When it comes to occupying your mind other than a book, I don't even really think a book because it got words in there that remind you of somebody and stories that remind you. I think just the gym itself seems to me, I ain't saying it is, but it seems to me to be the one consistent thing that works for people. Because you go home and look in the mirror, or when you're at the gym, you look in the mirror, and you just see that progress and that change, especially if you're doing it right. You start to slowly but surely forget about that person, and about a week or so go by, and you hear that song that came on by the artist with the name you didn't know. You hear that song come on, and be like, damn, that song even make me think about it.
I disagree with that book. You can read a book. You don't have to think about that. I love books, so I disagree.
I read a book and mess around and start drifting off in the la-la land. Don't read that one book. What's that one book that girl be talking about all them different metaphors and analogies?
Well, I disagree.
And
I love books, so I disagree.
Also, and I agree with you because... Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
I agree with her on the book because the book that I read is the holy book. And I tell you what, man, you get into that, it'll change your whole perspective. Forget about looking in the mirror at the body. Look in the mirror at the spirit and the soul, because at the end of the day, you know what? That's what the conflict is. The conflict is the flesh fighting the spirit and the spirit fighting the flesh, man.
But
so,
the spirit
in the book,
soul,
I tell you what, that'll save you a whole lot of time.
But the spirit and the soul, I totally agree with you. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying what I try to preach to people when I'm training them, is that spirit and the soul comes from that confidence that you get when you see that, one, progress. Two, you feel that change in your body, the fact that you, like, say if you had somebody that was a little immobile, and then once they start working out, they become way more mobile and way more agile. And then, like you said, the spirit started to be cleansed. The spirit started to be fulfilled, and you good when you look in the mirror.
Listen. I have a total different take on that. We really want to get real with it and sticking with the topic. When you get the individuals who have a hard time letting go, whatever, somebody said earlier, it's about a type of fear of the unknown. But at the end of the day, even on that gym tip, it's about your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself.
Yes.
You can fix up that body. You can fix up that head. You can do anything you want to do.
Exactly.
If you don't love yourself from the inside out, then you're going to let somebody else.
You lost.
If you love yourself from the inside out and your self-esteem, you can be 1,000 damn pounds. You're going to want to lose the weight if you want. If you don't, you're going to
exactly.
The inside out. You can fix it. It's the same old adage. If somebody stabs you in the leg with a 10-inch knife and you put a Band-Aid on it, the top of that wound going to heal. But the first
but the
time
inside
somebody,
still be
somebody tap your leg, it's going to bust wide open. You got to fix it from the inside out.
Hello,
Go ahead, bro. And that's on you. And that's you. That's all on you. Because again, you can't change what nobody else does. So exactly, even when you get into that word, it'll teach you how to deal with all of that stuff. You know what, even the brother who said about the Bible, it's the same thing though. You can read the Bible 1,000 times. So it's not the word that's changing you. It's you reading the word
No, when I say word, that's what I mean, the Bible. No, I know where you come from, sis.
I'm talking about when he said, you know, the word. No, the word don't change you. You reading the word and you applying it. You applying
right.
it what changes you.
It
so
teaches
it's
you
not
how to deal
about
with stuff.
God doing this. It's not all about, it's about you. At the end of the day, it's all about the actions that you take. You can't be dependent on no book, no man, no God to do it for you. He going to show you and give you the guidance, and it's up to you to do it or not to do it.
To apply it, absolutely. You have to apply it. That's true. That is so, so true.
Too many try to get away from Go ahead. I'm done.
Go ahead. No, finish the part.
No,
go ahead.
Too many people, I mean, I ain't saying anybody here, but in life in general, a lot of people don't want to take self-accountability. It's
that
like,
I agree.
And when you don't take self-accountability, you lost the game before you even started. Because nobody is going to be able to help you or change you or do anything for you if you don't have self-accountability. Stop trying
know
to
yourself. Know yourself.
Everything else.
And I agree with that. Like, in my instance, I agree with that. You know your accountability. I know I'm comfortable within me. You know, I drown myself in my work. I drown myself in my career. I drown myself in reading books. I love the library. I love books. So I drown myself to avoid all unnecessary nonsense. And I don't, you know, that's what God said. I'm comfortable within me.
I know that's right. I know kids,
and I know how kids interact with people. But I just
that
don't like
so
a lot of nonsense. I don't deal with nonsense.
Yeah, but what he was saying too, though, that's I agree with what you're saying. Them folks that need 1,000 eyes just to be seen.
Yeah. You know, but life goes on, and you know,
it surely does.
Like you said, you know, it's going to solely depend upon the individual. You know, some people are stronger than others, some are weaker than others.
Right.
But
different
you know,
folks,
you
different folks.
You got to know when to hold it.
And you got to know how to talk to that person because, like you said, that person's not strong, so you take baby steps with them. You got to take baby steps.
Communication is a major.
Yep, you got to take baby steps.
Communication is a foundation.
Yep,
that's right.
That's the foundation.
You can find, you know, some people don't know how to communicate.
That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they don't say that they want to leave. And again, here comes that fear again of hurting somebody else's feelings.
Exactly.
What I'm saying. Instead of looking at the long term thing, like if I stay and cheat, that's gonna hurt her even more, or him, or her him even more. Instead of saying like, then how you feel? Like this is how I'm feeling. You understand what I'm saying? Now where we go?
Now we go from here.
I don't know if it's a matter of not being able to communicate. Because, I mean, let me just make sure I understand what you're saying. You said you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. So did you say something about, so that's why, I mean, what was the cheating part? I didn't really get that.
I was just using that as a scenario. I said people, they don't really know how to communicate. So instead of them saying at the beginning, like, all right, this is how I'm feeling and this is what we should do, this is what I think we should do or whatever, they'll stay in the cheat and they're not thinking at it long term, like, all right, if I stay in the cheat, then it's going to be
what
a problem.
That's what I thought you said. I don't really look at that as not being able to communicate. To me, that's just a weak individual. Think about what you're saying. You don't want to hurt their feelings, but you're going to cheat on them? That's like an oxymoron. You know what I'm saying? That's just a weak individual to me who's using somebody. Because, look, even if you don't know how to communicate, you better off just walking away and not ever coming back, and you ain't got to say a word, as opposed to going out and cheating on them. You know?
But
I don't know about the way of communication, but I hear what you're saying, and it happens every day. To me, that's just, I don't really know how to say. To me personally, that's just a weak individual. You're going to cheat on somebody, but you're saying you don't want to hurt their feelings.
I didn't know how to come at you with that. And there's going to be a million and one excuses of why they didn't say anything. But again, it's just, a lack of communication. Whether you knew how or not.
You can't just cheat on somebody. It don't never make it right. Like he said, you can't, because they weak or you feel like they can't take it. You can't just cheat on them and be like, oh, I didn't want to tell you because you couldn't take it. That's crazy.
If you think they weak, why you with them in the first place? Don't cheat on them. Leave them.
Yeah, don't cheat on them. Leave them. Yeah, because you don't call them.
Just leave.
It's like that bully. It's like that bully syndrome. You don't call them to hurt their damn self.
I mean, even if you cheating on them, you say you don't want to hurt them. But if you cheating on them, I mean, I can't say every single individual, but 9 out of 10 times, you're not giving them the same loving, the same sex, the same attention, the same affection that you're giving the person you're cheating with. So they being hurt either way, because now they feeling like you don't, whatever the case is. I mean, unless they totally blind, the sex ain't the same, you don't want to make love to me no more, you wearing cologne and going out and you coming home late. So, I mean, that's hurting them right there. So, either way.
That's blatant disrespect. Blatant disrespect. And they don't see that.
Blatant
disrespect.
You don't cheat on somebody. You can't do that. That's one thing I won't do. You can't cheat on somebody because you mess with people's feelings. And if they shoot your behind, you ain't got no excuse.
Exactly. And, the thing is, be honest and upfront what you want in a relationship from the door.
From the beginning.
If it's an open relationship that you're looking for, be a man or woman about it and say, hey, you do what you want to do, but it's no relationship if that's the way it's going to go.
But if you want to cheat, then go ahead and leave. That's another thing. People don't understand what they do when they cheat. It ain't just, you're going to hurt my feelings. You got all kinds of stuff to deal with that. Like, you going to mess around. What if you catch something, you give somebody something? Don't do that, man.
Right.
Well, you have selfish people that do it anyway. That's like, wanting their cake and eat it too. You understand what I'm saying? And then and that's when it becomes crazy, because then you're going to drive this other person crazy. Like, you just disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? I was in that personally. That's how I'm speaking, because I went to my boyfriend's like, listen, do you want to have an open relationship? He says, no. I said, that's fine, okay? Now, if I find you cheating, then it's going to be a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Because I came to you and I offered you this. But you said, no, you didn't want that. It was me and you. Okay, it's going to be me and you. But as soon as I catch you on doing something, if I catch you doing something, then it's going to be a problem. And guess what? Guess where he at? On the outside looking in.
Unfortunately, Dons and Divas, unfortunately, time is of essence, and it's almost the time. If there's anyone that want to give any, feedback on the topic, feel free to do so now.
Well, real love is love. And happy birthday, T.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Happy
Michael
birthday, T.
T.
It was
Thank
a great
you.
Subject tonight. I learned a lot. Yeah. Great subject.
Happy birthday, sis. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wish you many, many more. And as far as the topic, learn to love yourself first.
Yeah. Right now.
Hey, yeah, go to the gym.
Let's go work that out.
You might as well go ahead and play the jingle for the gym you work at.
Yeah. I love me some Kia.
Birthday, Yabba.
Hey, thank you. Make me think they call me back on this line.
Woo! Oh,
yeah.
Thank God.
Now, y'all know Big Homie ain't coming nowhere. Kia came online. Big Homie got out of God. Big Homie sound like Bill Bill.
He took that nonsense. If no one else has anything, I'm going to turn it over to Rachel.
Well, I'm just going to say one thing there, T.
Okay.
He said love yourself first. I used to do that, but I put God first. And now he allowed me to be able to love myself. And
all
by
right
doing
now.
That, he allowed me to avoid a lot of potholes and a lot of misinformation that is being said to me. But I tell you what, I appreciate what you said, man, and I love everybody here and to each his own. But I put God first and everything else falls into place. Happy
That's
birthday.
Right.
God bless. And many
Thank
more.
You.
I'll see you guys. Okay. Talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Thank you so much. Okay, Diva.
All right. First and foremost, I want to give my honor to God, my Lord, Savior, and Jesus Christ. I want to give thanks to the King and Queen of the Donda Divas, Rich and Lavina. I want to give honor to my fellow diva, T. Happy birthday again. I want to thank all the callers. Those who listen, thank you for listening in. Those that, that's one, I'm going to give y'all a shout out. SB, Birdman, Kia, Angie, Big Homie, Rich Money, thank you. Brooklyn Swagger, Chicky Chick, VIP, Dre, Fred, Guy, Dave, Lavina, thank you. My last and final on this topic. Wow, experience is a great teacher.
Yes, it is.
An ignorant person comes from ignorance, in the words of Steve Harvey. Trial and error. Pay attention to all the red flags when you're in a relationship. Put your most higher first, then yourself, then your relationship. And all the rest will probably follow.
All right, now.
And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Miss Diva.
Okay. I want to thank everyone. First, I want to thank everyone that came and showed me love, the birthday wishes, especially my bosses, which they are my bosses. I love you guys. I love all of you. And I just want to thank the man up above, most of all, for allowing this show me to see another year.
Amen.
And all of you, you know, that's here to support us. And now, with that being said, starting next week, March the 27th, immediately following our show, we will have Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10 with Chicky Chick. Thursday, we have Reality and Relationships from 8 to 10 with your host, K.L. Belvin, and his wife, Tiffany. On Friday, Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9 with your host, Rich Money. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9, your host, Lavina Polite. Starting April the 7th, we will have the show Messenger of Light from 9 to 10 with Eric Vandross. Monday, Adults Only. Again, adults only. No little ones. which Monday, Love, Life, and Loyalty from 7 to 9 with your host, Steph Dallas. Immediately following his show, Speaking Out My Point of View from 9 to 10, Dr. Feelgood. On Tuesdays, we have GPS Sports from 8 to 10 with the host, The Mayor. And I want to wish everyone a blessed and safe rest of the week. and have a good one, and blessings to each of you.
Put your motherfucking hands up.